sixth chapter, text number one, chapter entitled Dhyana Yoga. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Anashitak Karma Palam Kayam Karma Karotiya Sasanyasi Chiyogi Cha Naniragnir Nachakriya Sri Bhagavan Vacha Anashitak Karma Palam Kayan Karma Karotiya Sasanyasi Chiyogi Cha Naniragnir Nachakriya. Please chant. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Anashitak Karma Palam Kayan Karma Karotiya Sasanyasi Chiyogi Cha Naniragnir Nachakriya. Anashita Karma Palam Kayan Karma Karotiya Sasanyasi Chiyogi Cha Naniragnir Nachakriya. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Anashita Karma Palam Kayam Karma Karotiya Sasanyasi Chiyogi Cha Naniragnir Nachakriya. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Lord said, Anashita, without taking shelter, Karma Palang, of the result of work, Kayam, obligatory, Karma, work, Karoti, performs, Ya, one who, Sa, he, Sanyasi, in the renounced order, Cha, also, Yogi, mystic, Cha, also, Na, not, Ni, without, Agni, fire, Na, nor, Cha, also, Akriyaha, without duty. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, one who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no duty. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this chapter, the Lord explains that the process of the Eightfold Yoga System is a means to control the mind and the senses. However, this is very difficult for people in general to perform, especially in the age of Kali. Although the Eightfold Yoga System is recommended in this chapter, the Lord emphasizes that the process of Karma Yoga, or acting in Krishna consciousness, is better. Everyone acts in this world to maintain his family and their paraphernalia, but no one is working without some self-interest, some personal gratification, be it concentrated or extended. The criterion of perfection is to act in Krishna consciousness and not with a view to enjoying the fruits of work. To act in Krishna consciousness is the duty of every living entity, because all are constitutionally parts and parcels of the Supreme. The parts of the body work for the satisfaction of the whole body. The limbs of the body do not act for self-satisfaction, but for the satisfaction of the complete whole. Similarly, the living entity who acts for satisfaction of the Supreme Whole and not for personal satisfaction, is the perfect sannyasi, the perfect yogi. The sannyasis sometimes artificially think that they have become liberated from all material duties, and therefore they cease to perform Agnihotra Yajna, fire sacrifices. But actually they are self-interested because their goal is to become one with the impersonal Brahman. Such a desire is greater than any material desire, but it is not without self-interest. Similarly, the mystic yogi who practices the yoga system with half-open eyes, ceasing all material activities, desires some satisfaction for his personal self. But a person acting in Krishna consciousness works for the satisfaction of the whole, without self-interest. A Krishna conscious person has no desire for self-satisfaction. His criterion of success is the satisfaction of Krishna. And thus he is the perfect sannyasi, or perfect yogi. Lord Chaitanya, the highest perfectional symbol of renunciation, prays in this way, Na danang na janang na sundarim, kavitam va jagadishakamaye, mama janmani janmani ishware bhavatad bhaktir ahoitakirtwaye. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor to enjoy beautiful women. Nor do I want any number of followers. What I want only is the causeless mercy of your devotional service in my life, birth after birth. Translation again. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, one who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life. And he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no duty. Om Agyana Tamrandasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur and Mulitamina Tasmai Sri Gurveda Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pankum Lankai Tegram Yakripata Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinatara. So this particular verse is very memorable for me, because it was one of the first series of lectures that I heard Srila Prabhupada giving. At that time, the cassettes were distributed to the different temples after Prabhupada would give the class. In this way, everyone had an opportunity to get Srila Prabhupada's instructions, even though at that time he was moving around all over the world. So this lecture series was called Yoga Systems, the Yoga System. Anyone can go online and listen. They were given in Los Angeles in 1969. Very complete, all on this sixth chapter. So Srila Prabhupada, just like many other series, just like he gave Nectar of Devotion series here at Radha Damodar in 1972. So some lectures are meant to be heard as a series, and then one gets the full benefit of the being with Srila Prabhupada directly. The one of the things that at that time, not having met Srila Prabhupada personally, just hearing his voice, listening to these lectures regularly, I became accustomed to understanding Prabhupada's English. Not everyone could hear correctly. Sometimes words, Prabhupada's, he gave a different inflection. So sometimes he would say a word like obstacle. So obstacle is obstacle. But the way Prabhupada pronounced it gave it much more meaning. Because when you encounter an obstacle, you become stuck. So he said obstacle. So it was very sweet to hear Srila Prabhupada change these words around in his own way. And another benefit by constantly listening to these lecture series. Whenever I would read Bhagavad Gita or any of Prabhupada's books, in my mind I would hear his voice. Normally when you're reading, the voice you hear is yours or some neutral voice. But if you listen to Srila Prabhupada, his lectures, long enough with concentration, when you read these books, you hear his voice. So this is an amazing thing, that now you can hear Srila Prabhupada's voice still just by reading these books. But you have to practice. Without that association, without that familiarity, you will not hear Prabhupada's voice. So it's, I was mentioning in class this morning that without fail, if one listens to Srila Prabhupada every day, he will be safe. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say that Kirtan Ras is the safest platform. And when one is constantly chanting the holy name, Maya has a very difficult time penetrating that shield. The holy name is an impenetrable shield if one is chanting nicely. You see that when the devotees are chanting in the temple room, nobody is thinking of cinema or this or that. No, he's completely fixed. So Prabhupada gave instruction that three things brahmachari should accomplish: cooking, kirtan, and preaching. These are the three activities of brahmachari: cooking, kirtan, and preaching. Then he has all the ingredients for opening a temple, going out and preaching, doing any number of things, making offerings for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these little things, these little instructions, Prabhupada used to also tell us. Devotees would ask, Srila Prabhupada, how can I make spiritual advancement? So Prabhupada said, by following all the little rules and regulations. It used to be a joke when we were young. It was called International Society for Rules and Regulations, because everything was there. When to get up, when to bathe, when to wash, when to every little thing. So we were, even those of us who had been in different other disciplines, found it interesting how many little rules and regulations we had to learn. But those little things are what kept us fixed. One time another devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what is Krishna consciousness? And Prabhupada said, and looking at the devotee, he said, Krishna consciousness is a clean bead bag. So this is the symptoms of Krishna consciousness. Obviously the devotee's bee bag was not so clean. But just little things like this. But humorous from the perspective that Srila Prabhupada was the... In hindsight, we understand his special position. But to us, he was like a father, giving all these instructions, small, small instructions, like you would give to a child. When something needed to be done, he would show the devotees, do like this. So this is Acharya, who teaches by example. Not that he is... I mean, it's embarrassing now to think what he went through in those early days, you know, with so many untrained disciples. But we were trying to the best of our ability, and he protected us. Krishna protected us. And here we see that when we were reading these, just to think, what is the duty of a sannyasi? What is the duty of a householder like that? We were always, at that time I was brahmachari for many years, but, and we didn't even think. It wasn't something that anybody in our ashram, we were thinking, oh, we want to be sannyasi, we want to be grihasa. No, we were just content to serve. We had no desire for any designation. You know, sometimes there was some competition, but some desire thinking that, well, I want to go on book distribution. Because mostly in those days, temple devotees, we did Harinam Sankirtan. All day, 8-10 hours or more on the streets. And we distributed some books, but some devotees who were very expert, they had just begun book distribution, where devotees were starting to distribute, you know, dedicated back to Godhead, some small books like that. And there were some like that, not real competition, but you know, they had I was the temple commander, so I had certain group of devotees who were in the under my jurisdiction. And those who were doing Sankirtan book distribution, they were in a separate group. So we thought, oh, they're getting some special treatment. But not special. They had to get ready, they had to go out. So some, and that was okay, because then some devotees thought, let me distribute books. Let me go out and preach like this, full time. Many of us were a little shy how to approach people, especially in New York City. Everything moves very quickly. They have a saying, a New York minute. This is common. Very difficult to just interrupt a person. They're very fixed on what they're doing. Going here, going there. And so to try to stop a person and say, my dear sir, can you please, by the time you say that, they're gone. You have to stand in front of them or you have to catch them. Then we perfected a system whereby we would go into the subway train at that time, because everyone is sitting there. Then they're stuck for 20 minutes, half an hour, and we could go from person to person. Of course, the police were just behind us, chasing us out. Because you're not allowed to solicit. But we did, that was interesting. So that was our activities, that was our jagya. That's what I call Sankirtan Jagya. We were performing sacrifice. We didn't even know it at the time. We were just following the instructions of our temple authorities. We had complete faith. Why? Because we saw every day they're doing everything that we're doing, sometimes more. Temple president, also brahmachari, very sweet devotee. So these things, so I remember when I got this lecture, I listened to this lecture hundreds of times. Because I think Srila Prabhupada didn't come back to the New York temple for 1 year after I bought that lecture. So every day listening, every day. We didn't have, now everybody has phone and some special arrangement, he can dial into the internet. We had small cassette player at that time, and we could listen to these lectures. But it was very nice. And all day long, whatever you were doing, you always had Srila Prabhupada either lecture or kirtan or bhajan. Constant association. Otherwise, I see no other reason for those of us in the neophyte stage at that time, outside of listening to Prabhupada continuously. That saved us. But I don't, you know, and I see some devotees walking around, headphones. So I'm thinking, hopefully they're listening to Prabhupada. And that, I know there's so many other things to listen to, but nothing else will give you the benefit. If we're here to become Krishna conscious, if we're here to go back home, back to Godhead, then the safest, surest method is to keep Srila Prabhupada as close as possible to one's ear. Either by his instructions, by remembering them, by repeating them, by reading them, by listening to them. In the old days, it was not a problem. We had no problem to go up to one another and say, Prabhu, what are you doing? Srila Prabhupada said, don't do that. Don't act like that. Don't talk like that. Don't think like that. It was a common thing. It was expected that we would watch each other not to fall into Maya. So that made a very firm relationship. Those friendships we made in those days, they remain very strong. When you go out on Sankirtan, or when you clean the temple together, when you work or do whatever to serve the spiritual master, like Krishna and Sandipani Muni. And Sudama Brahman. They became fast friends. They went out to collect firewood. The storm came, they had to take shelter. All night they're together, like this. In this way, in the Gurukul, they form a very strong bond. It's never broken. Even after so many years, he went to see Krishna. Krishna immediately welcomed him, put him on his own bed, had his queen fan him. He personally bathed his feet and then distributed the Charanamrita to his queens. So this is just an example that how much one should relish that type of association with his godbrothers, who will never let him down in Krishna consciousness. Not that together we do something which is not Krishna conscious, or we talk about material life or what we used to do when we were outside. No, those things are useless talks. That's there sometimes, you see. Oh yeah, I used to like this and like that. But what is the point? This, what is called gramyakata. So we have to keep ourselves in association with like-minded devotees who are hearing and chanting about Krishna, who are telling us and reminding us what is the goal of life, how we should serve the spiritual master, what we can do to please him. This is student life, you can say. So I know this class goes for 1 hour till 6:30, correct? So if there's any questions up to this point, we can take. Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, I also try to listen to Prabhupada pictures every time. Like I was financially and listening to pictures of Prabhupada.
Very nice.
Prabhupada always, I see, he used to say that I have not adapted anything. I have been as it is. So when Prabhupada has given us as it is, and he said we shouldn't add anything or
subtract.
Addressing you as Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Hare Krishna Matali. But now it is Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Swami and Mataji, I don't see that anybody say, everybody is bound to Haribo. Haribo, Haribo. So this, at least we are not following Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given only us Hare Krishna, but we are changing ourselves into Haribo.
Even sometimes, even more familiar. Not just Haribo. Very short form. Something else. Yes, we should all try to remember that what is our culture. If we lose this culture, then everything is lost gradually, more and more. Recently, one devotee exclaimed to me that we are sons of the soil. I said, what is that? Which soil is that? Spiritual soil? Material soil? When one identifies himself with the body, with the land of his birth, it says that he is no better than an ass or a cow. Saeva Gokara. So if I'm thinking I'm American, someone else is thinking he's French or Canadian or whatever, then what has happened? You know, superficially, there may be some occasion to conduct affairs with a particular perspective. If you're in a professional capacity, you may have to just, you know, some small talk. I was watching the video yesterday. Srila Prabhupada was greeting the ambassador in France. And Prabhupada gave Anjali, but then he shook the man's hand because that is the custom. He didn't want to appear impolite. Prabhupada was a perfect gentleman. Perfect gentleman. And anyone who saw Srila Prabhupada immediately felt great respect. They could see this is a very saintly person. Because he had that demeanor, like it says in Bhagavad Gita. How does one sit? How does he speak? Like that. That is the... You could immediately... When we came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, many of us had seen many, many yogis, bogies, all these people that are coming and going, selling some cheap mantra, some adulterated philosophy. But when we met Srila Prabhupada, for the most part, we knew immediately. Immediately. That this is a real saint. So, and that's, you know, we are very dull. In America, people are so much covered over by the modes of material nature at that time. So how he was able to present by his purity and attract so many of these fallen souls, this is a great miracle. Sometimes people would challenge Srila Prabhupada, can you do a miracle? And he would wave his arm and say, this is my miracle, because there'd be 1,000 Western in the Bombay Pandal, 1971. 1,000, this is my miracle. Or in Delhi, LIC grounds. Everyone, you know, that you still have, I don't know, LIC grounds here? There? Outside the... what is that road? I used to drive all the time. Anyway, they have one big LIC, big open grounds. They used to call LIC ground. And you could have pandal. There was some tourist campers there. So Prabhupada had a big pandal there. And many, many people coming and listening. Very respectfully to what Srila Prabhupada was saying. At that time he was lecturing in Hindi. So this, as Prabhu said, we have to maintain this culture, not to try to lose that, how can you say, special flavor. You know, if you're cooking and you change the recipe just a little bit, you have a different taste. It is not the same. You know, this masala, that masala, and pretty soon it's just something, who knows, unrecognizable. We don't want that. They want to keep it pure, as pure as possible. And that means we have to keep ourselves strict and don't compromise. You know, those three, we are all in the beginning stages, and some of our advanced God brothers, they're elevated souls. So there, for us, we make friends with our peers. Then we give some instruction to those who are coming new. And we offer our obeisances to our elders. So this will keep us safe. These three things. You know that. But one also has to take great care to protect. Just like the Bhakti Lata Beach. Prabhupada said, one has to take care, just like a small young creeper can be easily damaged by any animal, by carelessness. So until it becomes strong, one has to carefully preserve it. He put some wire, some barrier, just like you see on the road, that no animal can rub against it or push it or break it. So we have to have some barrier. Not artificial. But if someone wants to talk nonsense, to say, Hare Krishna, my dear Prabhu, please tell me something about Krishna. I don't need to hear about next election, this election. These sounds are always there. And they will never stop as long as the material world. So we have to be determined how to keep ourselves and help others at the same time by gently reminding them. Prabhu, we have not come to the ashram for these types of discussions. And we have come to hear and chant about Krishna. Tu shanti cha ramanti cha. Thank you for that question. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, yes. Then they make advancement. Yes. By your association, somehow or other, if they get curious, everyone is curious. One God brother was just telling me how he was distributing books on the subway. This Higher Taste cookbook. It's a simple book. Many people take it because it doesn't appear to be directly philosophy. But in the Higher Taste, there is some philosophy. There is introduction. There are some purports like this. There's some reference to Bhagavad Gita. Hatram Pushpam Bulam Toyam. What one does, what one offers. Yat Karosh, Yat Asnasi. So things like that. So he met one Muslim person. And he just approached him because he's approaching everybody. And he handed him a book. He said, do you have a Higher Taste? So like this, it automatically, the person thinks, do I have a Higher Taste? So he says, do you have a Higher Taste? And he looked at him and says, so the old trick in Sankirtan is you give them the book, let them hold it. So he's holding the book, he's looking, it says, we're distributing these to all the intelligent people. You have to flatter. And you look very intelligent. And I bet you're interested in philosophy also. And are you a vegetarian? You know, you ask like that. And they may say yes or no. Some actually are, for one reason or another. And says, take it and give a donation. Our brother, he's dressed in dhoti in the subway. So he knows that this is a Hare Krishna. And he's taking a book. But after he thought for a few minutes, he gave donation. $5. Small book, but $5. It's a good donation for that book. And so in this way, you have to interact in such a way that Krishna reciprocates. Because Krishna is in everyone's heart. When I was building Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi, all the mystery, they're Muslim from Makrana. Well, every single one. And they're living here, and every day they're coming in front of the temple, and they're paying obeisances. They don't bow down, but they know that this is a holy place. And they're very respectful, as we would be. We're not going to make any disrespect. And of course, we're building for so many years, so some of them are here. I know them, they're growing up. They would all say Hare Krishna. They would all say Hare Krishna at some point. New ones not, but old ones all. And no one thought anything of it at some point. And of course, you know, they want to be like family. And so it was a very simple arrangement. They were doing service for the pure devotee. So they were becoming purified. They didn't know. They said Gyata Sukriti. But they're building the samadhi of the pure devotee. So how much advancement they're making. And they're Muslims. So who knows what benediction they'll receive. Every day, hearing the holy name, continuously. In those days, I don't hear so much now. But you can hear Prabhupada's voice continuously playing. We had loudspeakers. But I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not around. But they don't play anymore. Prabhupada's bhajans, kirtans, on the temple, on the campus. Not so much. So you would hear 24 hours a day. And so they were listening 24 hours a day. Because even when you're sleeping, we used to play. You know, it used to be on the loudspeaker. I'll tell you an interesting story. So, in those days, even though I was grihastha, we didn't live together. In those days, grihasthas did not live together, husband and wife. My wife was living in the dharmashala room, inside room in guest house. And I was in, at that time, top floor of Gurukul. Now they have built another floor. So top floor facing the street. And we used to have a pellet gun to keep away the monkeys. Monkeys would come on the samadhi and we would fix marble and it has to set. Overnight the cement has to cure, at least overnight, for days and days. But as we would set the marble, monkeys would jump down and they would shake the marble loose. Guys, what is this? So I got one pellet gun and we would shoot the monkey, you know, not hard, just hit him, it stings, he runs away, and he learns. They're very smart. 2-3 times hit, they never come back. I don't know why they don't do now. First thing, when we Prabhupada moved into his house, he gave the temple commander, one devotee named Maravi, he gave the temple commander a pellet gun. He says, your job is to keep the monkeys away from my house. That was his job. So I was keeping the monkeys away from the samadhi. And one night, I can't, you know, what year, I don't remember. You know, devotees, we go to sleep, whatever, 8, 9 o'clock at night, because we're going to get up early. And in the summertime, you don't even fall asleep till midnight. In those days, there was nothing, just fan, hot air. You could hardly sleep. We used to go to the roof of the Gurukul. And I don't know what they have now. We used to have metal tanks. So we used to get one bulky, go to the tank, take the water, and throw it onto the slab. 2-3 bulky, and make the slab cool. and then put the chitai, and then with that same balti, you put another dhoti into the balti and you wring it out, and then you throw the dhoti over you, wet. And then you could sleep for 20 minutes until the dhoti was dry. You wake up again, dip it into the bucket, and then again throw it on you. And this way you would all night, until about midnight, 1 o'clock, it'd start to get cool. And then 3 o'clock, you have to get up. So this was the early days of sleeping here. But one night, it became, all of a sudden we heard this terrible noise. We didn't know what it was. Some screaming, some screeching. They had just gotten this technology, VCR. I remember that at that time, very controversial. They wanted to get VCR to watch Mahabharata, this commercial Mahabharata. Many devotees were saying this is some TV show and they're adjusting this. It is not, you know, pure Shastric. They're making some adulteration. I was not keen, but I was not in charge at that time. I was in charge of Samadhi construction. And I voted no, don't do this. But I was overruled. So somebody at that time, how this technology can be abused, these rickshaw wallahs, they got some smart idea. You know, they have this flatbed rickshaw and they have like a canopy on top. So they had this TV set. They were running by 12 volt. And not even 12 volt, sometimes they're just, because every shop in front has some pin, they plug in. And they would play blue movies. And they would charge few rupees, all the rickshaw wallahs. And this is Vrindavan, you can think. They're watching blue movies in the front of the temple late at night. So I'm thinking, what is this? How they can do this? So I got my pellet gun and I just, without revealing myself, I couldn't see clearly. So I took one shot because I wanted to break that TV set. So the first shot missed. I heard it hit something, but it didn't hit the glass. And they didn't know what it was. Everybody just jumped. So I loaded another pellet because TV glass is very sensitive in the corners. In the middle, it is thick. These old, you know, this old TV set. If you get it in the corner, it pops. So the second shot, I hit and I immediately heard poof. And everybody just, they didn't know what happened. They thought it was karma or Krishna. But that was the last time they ever did that. Never again in front of the temple. They knew that this is bad karma to do some nonsense, sinful activity like that. So in the old days, we used to have a little fun like this sometimes. You know, but now it's just like, you know, everybody's watching on their phones. This is terrible abuse of technology. No brahmachari should have phone unless he has service that requires him to have that urgent necessity to be in contact with the temple commander, the temple president. Otherwise, I'm coming 6 months in a year to India. And sometimes my SIM is lost because after 3 months they cancel. Every time you get a new SIM, they're sending advertisement. Please download your Bollywood movie star swimsuit model, this, that, the other. What is this? So it is, this is, Maya is coming closer and closer in Kali Yuga. So if you're keeping this, how close is Maya? That every time you look, oh, there's Maya again. She's calling me. Right on my phone, she's calling me. Pick up. I want to talk to you. So people are doing like this. This is not a joke. We have to be very careful. Any other questions? Yes, Rupa. Excuse me? Krishna West. To me, it is a social experiment that has no place in Krishna consciousness. But for some, it is Anasaktasya Vishyan Yataham Upayunjata Nirbanda Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagi Uchite. They think that they can make certain changes safely, but we don't have that example from Srila Prabhupada. He gave us concession to wear Western clothes when we're doing book distribution. He didn't tell us that we should wear Western clothes as a rule, but only as an exception. I mean, if you're a businessman, like in the old days, Satyut Maharaj, Brahmananda, they all used to go to work. Ayagriva, they had some government job, social services. But they would wear tilak and everything like that. So, but I see now that there's this push to wear Western clothes while they're in the West. This is a foreign dress. But this is what keeps us Krishna conscious. This is what reminds us who we are every day. It is not just for some external appreciation, but it is part of our uniform, spiritual uniform, real uniform. So that, you know, we have some people, and that's, you know, I can't make a judgment. Who am I to judge? But from my experience, when such things came about, they didn't last very long, because it's like a branch on a tree that has some defect. Gradually it withers because it is not getting the proper connection. Even though the tree is being watered, that branch is not getting the benefit. Hare Krishna. So we want to remain connected, just like Srila Prabhupada mentioned here. Actually, in that lecture, he gave the example of how the finger cut off, removed from the hand, lying separate, it has no use. But if it is again somehow or other attached, then the hand has its proper place. So we always have to have our proper place, knowing who we are in relationship to Srila Prabhupada, what is our duty, and whether or not we're on the path. It's not that difficult to keep on the path. Prabhupada also gave that example, that spiritual life is like a razor's edge. Just a little deviation and there's blood. So it may not appear that way yet, but gradually we'll see that there is some relaxation. Because when you relax one thing, what is the next thing? And then another thing, and then another. So when does it end? So we should, as much as possible, Prabhupada has given. He said, I have come to give Krishna, not to take something. So he didn't want us to, like I say, artificially or unnecessarily try to deviate. We have to maintain this rigid attachment to Prabhupada's instructions. Otherwise, we're lost. We're lost. Like a riven cloud, like the Bhagavad Gita says, no shelter. Any other questions, comments, criticisms? Yes, Mataji. How can we understand that we're advancing? Well, one thing is, do you hear Maya less and less? We hear Maya less and less. Maya has that tendency. When I first came to Krishna consciousness, I became immediately aware of this voice. It is not a separate voice, it is our own mind. But the mind under the influence of the modes of material nature, bandhur atmatmanastasya, the mind is the best friend or the worst enemy. So there's that worst enemy voice. The worst enemy voice is telling you, oh, you don't have to do this. You don't have to get up for Mangalarti. You can sleep today, tomorrow, no problem. You don't have to take bath. You don't have to, well, so many things she will say. You know, you can eat in this restaurant, it's okay. You can read this book, it's not so bad. It's not Srila Prabhupada, but it's okay. So your advancement is that I am firmly fixed. I have no desire for anything else except to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, birth after birth, when one feels comfortable in that role, that I don't need to do anything else. I don't need to make my mark on society. I don't need to complete my doctoral thesis. I don't need to become anything other than a devotee and be satisfied. It was difficult in the beginning. When we joined, we were all young. Family had so many expectations. Oh, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that. And what are you doing? One time I was on Harinam on 5th Avenue. Srila Prabhupada said 5th Avenue is the most important street in the most important city in the world, New York City. We were doing Harinam. We did every day practically on 5th Avenue. And all the big shopping stores at that time, Macy's. There was only one Macy's store. That was New York City, 34th Street, Herald Square. Very famous. All big stores, and all rich people are shopping there on 5th Avenue. You don't have some small person cannot go in there. Any little thing costs $100. Doesn't matter. Pair of socks. So they have, so people buy these things just so that they can get a shopping bag that says Macy's or Saks Fifth Avenue, and they show off their status, that just see, I can shop in this place. Like I think here we carry bags and has Ras Bihari or Ganga Prasad. But that is not status symbol. So we were doing the Harinam and we're chanting. And there's 20, 30 devotees. Yes, Krishna. That's real status. Baby Krishna. And my family's from New York, so It didn't happen often, but I was chanting and we were just chanting, and all of a sudden I look up and then I see my auntie and she's walking towards me in the middle of 5th Avenue. And she comes over like there's no one else in the whole crowd, and she leans over and she kisses me on the cheek because she's my auntie. You know, and meanwhile I'm dressed like this. I haven't seen her for maybe 2 years. I'm the only son, eldest son. And I'm supposed to take over the business. She had the most famous restaurant in New York City at that time. But she didn't have any inhibition. And I don't know why Krishna arranged, maybe just to see what was my reaction. But I just said, "Hare Krishna, how are you?" Like that. And then went back to chanting. And she went on her way. So these things are also a test to see if you're still attached. Some family relation comes, they want to cook you something, maybe your favorite meal. You used to have piaj, lasan. They say, "Oh, I'll cook for you like I used to cook. You have everything here." No, we don't take anymore. No piaj, no lasan, nothing. So Maya will give you little tests in certain ways. Seems very innocent. Could be anything. But if you can avoid those, and actually this is the, Maya is a teacher. She's not an enemy. She's the one who is giving the passing grade. And as you advance, and as you are able to push away her temptations, you are advancing. The fact that you're here, you're advancing. Prabhupada said, "Don't be surprised who leaves. Be surprised who stays." Okay, this is a very important thing. Don't be surprised who leaves. Be surprised who stays. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto matak smitya gyanam apoanam cha vedesha sarva aham eva vidya vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. Krishna is seated in everyone's heart, and from him comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So if Krishna is giving you, he's allowing you to remember, then you know you're making advancement. Krishna is in your heart. He recognizes and he reciprocates. He's not some faraway personality. He is seated right here. He sees everything. This is the meaning of the word omniscient. Otherwise, in this whole world, there is nothing that is omniscient. So why there is such a word? There is nothing that is omnipresent except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this word omnipresent, these words omniscient, omnipotent, is only applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one and nothing else. Sometimes Prabhupada used to, people would challenge that I am God. And Prabhupada would say, how are you God? Tell me what I am thinking. Says, if you can tell me what I'm thinking, then you may be God. But no one. Such a simple thing. You know? If I pinch you, I don't feel it. The Supreme Personality of God, it is omnipresent. He knows every little thing. He knows what is in everyone's heart. What to speak of your heart. Everyone's heart. So this knowledge is the key. Knowledge is absolutely the key. If you're hearing regularly, and this is what it means, Srinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Riddhyantakstoya Bhadana Vidunoti Srivatsana. Regularly hearing and chanting. Not just Bhagavata, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar, whatever. Nectar devotion. How important to read Nectar devotion. We used to read Nectar Devotion every day with Bhagavad Gita. I don't know what is the standard now. But prior to Bhagavad Gita class was Nectar of Devotion class. So are they having any special, separate Nectar of Devotion class? Then they should, this was Prabhupada's standard. Why it should change? They should be reading Nectar of Devotion for 5 minutes less. Some temples still doing? So there. Congratulations to those temples. They're keeping strict. What is that standard? So we should also. The idea is eventually, and it's difficult to conceive, we are not thinking that we are anything other than servant. But Prabhupada took big risk to come to America by himself. We should think, what can I do to please Srila Prabhupada like that? Is there something that I can do extraordinary? Not for myself, not for some personal benefit or some profit, distinction, or adoration, but just to please him. Can I open a temple? Can I do some special preaching? Can I distribute so many of his books? Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, then distribute my books. So we know how to please Prabhupada. He has told us, just as his spiritual master told him, to print books. Print books and distribute books. Because this is Vedic knowledge. This is pure Vedic knowledge. And anyone who reads Bhagavad Gita, his material life is finished and his spiritual life has begun again. So this is our contribution, that we can deliver this knowledge. Even, Prabhupada said, even a child can do it. We don't have to. We're just simply, my dear sir, you please take this Bhagavad Gita and you read it carefully and please try to implement some of this information into your life. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming to Bhagavad Gita class. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Mataji, any other question? Was that? Are you questioning your spiritual advancement? How can you help others? That by being a good friend who is always helping them to be Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. Dr. Sab.
But they are not able to make friendship with everyone.
No, but you make friends with those who are like-minded. You don't try to, it is not an artificial thing. Friends are those who are, what is that? Listening to one's mind, you know, others' minds, revealing one's mind. There are these reciprocations. The dati pratigrinati guyamakyati prichati bhunkti bojayate chaira. Like this. These are exchanges which develop this Krishna conscious relationship. And they're selfless. I'm not looking to exploit you as a friend. I'm not thinking that you will give me some material benefit. Although, because that is not a friend. You're looking, what can we do together to help the spiritual master? So if one is thinking in that way, then that friendship is a very positive relationship, not a negative relationship. You know, so this is, and one must develop friendship with his God brothers and God sisters in Krishna consciousness. Because naturally we seek this friendship, and if we do not get it here in this association, we will seek it in other places or in other mediums. People are having virtual friendship with unknown persons on these WhatsApp, chat, Facebook, this, that. They don't even know who these persons are. And sometimes they are not even a real person. They are adopted identities. And I'm a private investigator. When we investigate such types of things, it's called catfishing. Someone makes an identity online and uses it to try to attract people. And once they capture them by making some friendly overture, then they exploit them. Oh, I need some money. I need some favor. And people think, oh, this is my friend. But they have never met this person except by this, whatever it is, Facebook. And they don't even know who. Sometimes they have fake picture. You don't know if you're talking to a man, woman. So this is the material world. Maya can adopt so many disguises. So it transfers. And in our line of work, it is called fraud. This is a type of fraud. Exploiting others for one's personal criminal benefit. So don't have any fraudulent relationships. Because there's no point. They should be firmly based on that principle of the dati pratigrinati. Any other questions? Comments?
Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol.
Just you mentioned regarding friendship. Mm. If you go through dictionary in Oxford, bona fide English dictionary, friend, the meaning of friend is the person that you know well and like. So there is any category of friend, their social status, their spiritual status, their some academic knowledge, or anyone can be friend to anyone.
So that is the definition according to Oxford English Dictionary. And this dearmost friend is, of course, Lord Krishna. He is our dearmost friend. And how do we know him? By regular association, by chanting his holy name, He is entering into our ears and seated on our heart, dancing on our tongue. Srila Prabhupada gave us so many of these examples. So we never have to think that Krishna is far away. As soon as we cry for Him, as soon as we ask Him, He is there, if it is sincere. So don't hesitate. But keep those friendships, because without such friendships, there is a tendency to, like I said, make some other material friendship. You won't be protected.